don't make a mistake here.
Wayne will kill me. In the past, I have talked about my music teacher, Mrs. Chanella, and the orchestra. I'm going to do it one more time, and I'll try not to do it anymore. Our teacher was an amazing person to us. She was loving. She was stern. She could be tough, but it was tough in a loving way. It wasn't ever in a negative way or to put anybody down. Mrs. Chanella had a hump in the back, and you could see it. It was pretty prominent. We could see it. All the kids could see it. For those of you that haven't heard me talk about my orchestra class, we were the fifth and sixth grade. So, you know, we were kids. We made fun of everybody and everything and did all kinds of dumb things. Except Mrs. Chanella. Not once did any child ever make fun of Mrs. Chanella. Not because they were afraid of her, but because they really loved her. And we knew that she loved us. That to me is beauty. That to me is beauty being expressed by the teacher and the students. When I started working on this, immediately she came to mind because she was the only teacher that I can truly say really cared about all of her students. And in turn, we cared about her. Infinite beauty is found within. It is God's beauty, and it's found within us. But before we can experience or express God's beauty, we have to first surrender all of our views of what beauty is. And we all have our particular definitions for beauty. When we depend on the external, the human condition, we then have made a decision to live according to human standards. This is usually the first mistake, because we have set ourselves up to live according to those standards. And they're traps for poverty, for pain, for suffering, for arrogance. They are traps. When we live by human standards, our mind becomes filled with false ideas. But once we accept the standards of the human mind, we find ourselves defending the human mind and our actions. When we cling to human ideas, we lose the freedom of creativity, of beauty, of wealth, of joy, of love, and of so much more. We cannot enter God's kingdom with false ideas. When we have faith in God, divine spirit, and let go of false ideas, then do we find ourselves being a witness of God's light on the path back to the Father's kingdom. The key is to believe in the beauty of God's kingdom, especially when there is no sign of it in conditions. We know by now that God is always in our midst. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. In order to live in God's kingdom, we must never forget that we are the perfect child of God. In fact, all people in the world are the perfect child of God. But we have to be still and quiet and feel his oneness with us now and forever. Those things of the human condition change. Appearances change. They alter. But God's love, beauty, life, and power are changeless. In fact, anything that is of our Father is changeless. It is the same now as it was from the beginning. So we have to keep our focus on the perfection of God within us, and we will have the realization of the Father's blessings. It is then that we will see beauty and love and joy and peace everywhere. In Mark 7:15, Jesus said, "There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defy him. But things which come from within, those are they that defile the man. What we hear, we have a choice to let go and not accept. Because those things, we usually don't give them much feeling or attention. Yet that which comes from our heart, we give emotional feeling, and those are the things that control us, which shape our beliefs and our reactions. Nothing external to us can give us lasting eternal beauty. Internal beauty of love, of joy, of kindness, of peace, and wisdom come from within. Why? Because God is found within us. It is God who has the beauty and the love and the joy and the wisdom and the abundance. The inborn longing to feel God's beauty can never be satisfied until we utterly forget ourselves and live like the lilies of the field, involuntarily controlled by the breath of life within. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory." We will find our beauty when we make God our looking glass. I have always believed that artists had an insight on beauty. But now I believe that the true artist is the Christ consciousness, infinite beauty of joy, which lifts our spirit where grief and sadness goes away. While the day looks bright and lovely, where we feel that we are not alone, for divine spirit, through the artist, has touched our heart and soul. The inspiration of the artist is divine spirit found within, whether we think we are artists or not. When we are attracted by something which seems beautiful, or whenever the feeling is repelled by something which appears ugly, we should ask ourselves, why do I think this is beautiful, or why do I think this is ugly? We need to never let us be content until we get the real answer. It is death to be satisfied with the opinions of the world based on a long line of traditions and beliefs. We have to seek and ask, inquire, until we find the beauty of God. Beauty is part of the creative substance. Beauty is inherent in all manifestations of life. There used to be a commercial that said we should take our happiness to work. I don't know if you ever saw that commercial. It wasn't around for long, as we can imagine. I say we need to fill our consciousness with divine spirit by spending time abiding in the silence, and then we can go to work. We take with us our consciousness wherever we go. If our consciousness is filled with happiness, then we will take it wherever we go. Just thinking of happiness is of no benefit. Nothing out here in the world will give us true happiness or joy or love or beauty or anything from the one good unless we have a relationship with God. For only God is the one good. Jesus said not to call him good, for there is only one good, and that is my Father, which is in heaven. We don't create happiness, beauty, love, joy, abundance, or any other attribute. We express it as it comes through us from Divine Spirit God. That which is of God can only come through when we are an empty vessel and through communion and union with God are filled by God's presence. This is what Jesus was talking about when he said, you can't put new wine in old bottles. The material or human consciousness disappears in the presence of God. For in the presence of God, there is only God and his kingdom. We really live in God's kingdom. We just don't have conscious awareness of this truth yet. We, however, do get glimpses of the presence of God. But if we don't have a relationship with God, when something great happens, we think it is luck, or that we are good or smart. But the reality is that we are so attached to the human experience, our personalities and ego, that we can't yet see the glory of God. Someone once said to me, I am not ready yet to give up my friends and my family and life to know God. And I said, okay. Whether we know it or not, we accept or accept it. We live, move, and have our being in the kingdom of God, which is God. What we need to do is to pray the effective prayer, which is the silent prayer, and be still. But we must do this consistently on a regular basis. And we need to practice the truth that we know, meaning we need to live by God's principle, love thy neighbor and enemies, all who we come in contact with. I don't like politics, like a lot of people don't like politics, but lately I've been trying to practice this love my neighbor by listening to some of the candidates for president. It's a little tough, but it's a good practice actually to listen and feel the love of God there. We need to live by God's principle. It's not just love our neighbor, but he also told us that we have to love our enemies, whoever we call an enemy, all who we come in contact with. We judge by right thinking. See beyond what is appearing to see God in action. But we also need to have faith and trust in God, for we are his beloved, and we should not accept false beliefs. Most importantly, it is in the realization of God in our mind, our consciousness, that his peace and love and abundance and beauty, happiness and wisdom will be expressed, and we will know it. And we will know that it comes from God. Wherever we go, we have the God's presence with us. If we want peace in our homes, in our jobs, at the park, when we go on vacation, God is with us. And we have to remember this. We remember it by turning to him constantly, consistently. In order for God to be known out here in the world, there must be a realization of his presence in someone's consciousness. God will be realized when we are still enough and quiet enough so that we can truly commune with him. But we need to have faith. Not only faith in him, but also faith in ourselves that we can have a relationship with God. When we see illness and poverty and war and evil or any other appearance, we are stuck in the middle of human beliefs and human judgment. God knows nothing of sickness or lack or any other discord. If he did, he wouldn't be God. God is perfection, wholeness, principle, truth, and oneness. God knows only that which is good and perfect, complete, eternal, holy, full of grace, perfect beauty, and so much more. To ask God for anything is to miss the mark of knowing the reality of life. Let us drop the concerns for ourselves and others, and instead be open to being an instrument for our Father. When we stand silent before Him, still the carnal mind and human emotions, we are able then to listen to God, and He will give us spiritual understanding. We will be led. We will be led to what we need to do or say or be. We must also live in the now of this moment. Getting stuck in the past will only allow for those experiences to keep repeating themselves over and over again. And having concerns for the future means that we miss the opportunity right this moment to have a God experience. It is important to trust the nowness of God, for all that He is can only be known when we are present, present this very moment. When we sow to the Spirit, we do it in the present moment. Yes, there are those who keep putting it, their meditation practice off. When they are not stressed, they can sit down and be still. After they meet their personal obligations or external social commitments, putting off turning within to the secret place of the Most High is sowing to the flesh. We already know what that brings. When we live in the present moment, it is easier to see beyond human appearances, because then we're not judging with evidence from the past or anticipation of the future. But then we are judging righteously with the stillness of this moment. Practicing the presence consistently will take care of all the moments of our lives. We cannot see God's beauty if we don't have a relationship with Him. And so it is critical, if you want to see His beauty, experience His joy, see His abundance, see His wholeness, we have to spend time in the silence with Him. For when we practice the presence, God goes before us, making all the roads straight. We need to not ask or beg or plead with God, just listen quietly with joy in our hearts, reminding ourselves the Father and I are one. It isn't the Father who left us. It is we who left Him. Sometimes we get concerned that we don't have enough understanding. We struggle with the Bible, spiritual books, or even in classes because we want an intellectual understanding first, and we'll know exactly how to do the perfect meditation. Books and classes and teachers and ministers are all resources to support our practicing the present. But we cannot know God through the intellect, the mortal mind. God is an experience. We all have had God experiences. We may not even realize this, but it happens all the time. The fact that we are here in this sanctuary, attending service, going to classes, reading spiritual books, means that our spiritual center has opened. Sometimes when we have a God experience, we call it a miracle, or perhaps think that God has done something special for us individually. Other times we think it is being at the right place at the right time, by chance or by luck. These are human concepts which do not exist in God. A God experience can be so tiny, we only get a glimpse of His light and know something happened, but we are not sure what that is. A God experience can happen anywhere, at any time, transforming us so that we will know the inside of us that it was God in action. Perhaps we are afraid to voice it, as it might disappear. That's okay. This is an unfolding process where even a measure of the Christ consciousness opens up the inner life, and we are no longer a prisoner to the five physical senses. God can only be known and experienced in realized consciousness. When we experience any discord, any disappointment, pain, or suffering, instead of engaging in struggles, let us let go. Turn to the center of our being, to the omnipresent reality, and let spiritual unfoldment lead us to truth and the principle of life. God's beauty, love, and joy, as well as grace, are yours and mine right this minute. Now is the time for you and me to do our spiritual work. We can ask God for guidance and understanding, but let us be careful that we not go to Him for the things that we want. We are to be still and abide in this silence, for all that is of God is already ours. Let us be still. Let us be still and turn to this consciousness. In the spiritual consciousness, we can truly say, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." For then it is that we understand that we are all one, not as human beings, but as spiritual beings. An appearance of someone trying to hurt us will only yield love and peace from within us when we have a relationship with God. When we get some bad news in the mail, we know that only God is real. The one power is God. Our job is to turn to Him and listen. We must do this on a regular basis. If we don't, then we cannot say that God has left us. Let us turn to Him. If we haven't been with Him for a while, let us turn to Him. It's important. It's important for our spiritual unfoldment. We are here to support each other. We are here to help each other. Be still. Be still as often as you can, even if it's for a couple of minutes, several times a day. If you do that, eventually you will be doing more than just a couple of minutes during the day. God loves us. He knows us as His perfect child. Will you please join me in our closing meditation? If you feel comfortable, relax your bodies. Let go of all the things that consume you, the things that stress you out, the things that challenge you. Just let go of all those things. And listen. Be still and listen within. Trust God. He is your beloved Father, in whom we should all be very pleased with. Let us be still and quiet. Father, we are very grateful for your omnipresence, always with us, always ready to respond, to guide, to show the way. We thank you for the experiences that we have, where we can be a witness to your joy, to your love, to your beauty, to your abundance. We stand here ready to do your will and your will only. For your presence always with us, We give you thanks and we say, Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines his face upon you and is gracious unto you. He gives you his beauty. And his kingdom is already ours. And so it is. Amen.